This past summer, the credit reporting company Equifax announced that over 145 million people had their personal data exposed after a massive security breach at the company. What was stolen? People's names, birth dates, street addresses, credit card numbers, and Social Security numbers. As a result, anybody who uses computers are even more worried about how safe they are when they're online. And since October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we thought now would be a very appropriate time to visit with a local IT security expert on this edition of WSIU in Focus.
Scott Bridges, Interim Chief Information Officer and Director of Information Security.
Bridges says the idea of Cybersecurity Awareness Month came from the federal government.
It was created by the Department of Homeland Security as basically a way to raise awareness for cybersecurity in not only business but our everyday lives. Last year, this is actually our second year to do this. Last year was our first year. A lot of kudos should go out to one of my staff members, Linda Hubbs. But we thought that as a way to promote cybersecurity on campus, that we would kind of leverage and embrace National Cybersecurity Month and bring it to our campus.
Could you give me just a ballpark figure of how many computers are on the Carbondale campus?
Sure. there's actually two figures. There's the total number of computers, and then there's, of those computers, how many are actually on the network at any point in time. We estimate, not counting students, but faculty, staff, computers, that we would have around in the neighborhood of 7,000 on the network at any given point in time. Now, that doesn't count wireless. That doesn't count student-type devices. So you could easily double that.
Sure. Which really underscores the importance. I mean, knocking on wood, heaven forbid, a virus or something gets on one of those computers and it spreads to 6,000 and then off the campus, it's almost unimaginable how much havoc a virus or something else could cause in the network.
Yeah, the internet, as great as it is and as changing as it's been for the world, actually, the downside is malware or something like that would, if it infects one computer and if it's built such that it would spread itself from computer to computer, it could literally bring the campus to its knees and shut us down for a period of time. Luckily, we have many, we've been afforded the opportunity to have many kind of defenses in place. Not one defense is gonna stop an attack like that, but we have several. We call it defense in depth. So we have many tools. Knock on wood, we've not had that to date, but yes, one malware could spread and essentially cause us to stop doing business.
There's a friendly rivalry between PCs and Macs. In fact, some of my friends that love Macs, they'll say, oh, get a Mac. They never get hit, but they just work. Nothing bothers Mac. Is that very, very accurate now, or what's your take on that?
Sure. That used to be the feeling several years ago. Macs are vulnerable. I mean, no computer system. Computer systems are man-made. They all have vulnerabilities. One thing to keep in mind, though, is a lot of us have iPhones, et cetera. So you would think that there were a lot of Mac-type devices out there, and there are. They're as prevalent as any kind of Android device or whatever on the mobile side, but to give you an illustration, on the Carbondale campus, roughly of the number of computers, Macs only make up somewhere around 30%, 25 to 30%. So if you think about it as economies of scale, if I'm a bad guy, if I'm a bad actor, and I'm going to try to do bad things or cause harm, I'm going to go where the volume is. And the volume is basically still Windows.
Have the bad guys changed? Are there more bad guys now trying to get into your computer?
Well, I'm aging myself here because I have been around a while. But that's a great question. Back in the day.
And how many years ago?
Oh, probably 10 to 15, maybe as much as 20. You have to remember, the internet is a great thing. And with the internet, it's brought all different, it's changed the world. And it's changed the way we do business personally, professionally, corporately. and such, the bad guys have changed and they've adopted to more, that's what we call it, cybersecurity. Back in the day, it was more the bad guys were trying to drop malware and viruses on our computer. Today, it's kind of shifted, and by far, what we're seeing at SIU, by far, is the phishing scam emails. And it's because it's easier for a bad guy to cast a wide net with simply sending out 500 to 5,000 emails. And if they get one person, just think about it, if they get one person to give them an ID and a password that they can turn around and use that password to an account to get onto that person's bank, they've just made it worthwhile. And it's easier to send 5,000 emails than to develop the code to drop the malware like it was 10 or 15 years ago on each one of our on desktops.
So if he can conveniently send, let's say, 5,000 bogus emails, and let's say even 10 people respond in the positive, he's got 10 credit cards he can run up charges on.
Potentially, right. And so there's a couple things with that. Don't fall prey to phishing. Don't use the same password at work as you do personally. You're just inviting bad things to happen. Now, sometimes it's not our fault, but we need to protect what we can and be aware of if it doesn't look right, it's probably not right. What phishing is spelled P-H-I-S-H, fish. Right, not as opposed to F-I-S-H. What phishing is an email that any one of us could receive that's unsolicited that looks official, okay? And it is so good sometimes it may look official in our job capacities. It may look official coming from our banks. It may look official coming from our employers. The term phishing is kind of like true phishing, where you have a rod and reel and you cast a line with various bait. The bait attracts various kinds of people. Okay, so you don't throw a very large what's called a crankbait to try to catch a little bluegill, right? You use crickets or worms or something like that. That's the same thing with phishing. You use different baits for different kinds of people. As much as we like to think that we're on top of things, we can't be on top of everything. And for us to have a safe computing environment here on campus, it takes everybody. It takes everybody doing their thing. I would just encourage those in our audience to give one of our sessions this month a try. I guarantee you will walk away with something you didn't know. And even though you might be associating it with work, it can help you in your personal work hours sure. Life.
That was Scott Bridges, the Interim Chief Information Officer at SIU Carbondale. And you can learn more about how to keep your online activities safe from the bad guys by attending the remaining free seminars sponsored by the SIU Office of Information Technology. For the complete schedule, go to the web version of this story. For WSIU in Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.